Hello, my name is Marcy Stern. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. In our last year, we concluded Sefer Chagai as the Jewish people begin the actual rebuilding of the Second Temple on the 24th of Kislev. In Zechariah, Perek Aleph, Chapter 1, we are introduced to Chagai's contemporary, Zechariah ben Berechia ben Ido, the Navi. This Sefer begins a month earlier, in the eighth month of the second year of Daryavesh, the month of Cheshvan. The second last book of Triyasar begins in a fashion that sounds very similar to the earlier Nevi'im, like Hosea or Yirmiyahu, for example. Zechariah implores the people not to repeat the mistakes of their forefathers that in this case led to the destruction of the first temple. He says in verse 2, Pasuk Beis, Katzaf Hashem al avotechem katzef, Hashem showed his anger at your parents. Verse 3, Pasuk Gimel, Ko amar Hashem shuvu elai ne'um Hashem tzvakot, va'ashuv aleichem. So says Hashem, return to me, va'ashuv aleichem, and I will return to you. One can almost hear the echo of Hosea in chapter 14, Perek Yudalid, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha, return to me, B'nai Yisrael, return to Hashem, your God. Or Yirmiyahu in Perek Gimel, chapter 3, V'shuv Eli, return to me, Shuvu Banim Shovavim, return to me, you rebellious children. The Navi Zechariah emphasizes here in Perek Aleph, they're not having listened to the earlier Nevi'im during Bayis Rishon, during the First Temple. Verse 4, Pasuk Dalet, Al tihiyu ka'avotechem asher karu aleihem ha-Nevi'im ha-Rishonim velo shamu. Don't be like your forefathers who the earlier prophets called out to when you didn't listen. Verse 5, Pasuk Hei, Avotechem, ayehem, v'hanavi'im, halo lam yichyu? Your forefathers, where are they? And the Nevi'im, will they be living forever to warn you? But Zechariah says, the words of the Navi came true, despite their listening or not listening to the Navi, and their fathers were punished, just as the Navi said. The message is clear. Hashem wants our tshuva. Heed the words of the Nevi'im. Their words foreshadow the will of Hashem, and they are there to direct you. This message is all the more poignant since the era of prophecy will end very soon. The Ibn Ezra brings an opinion that perhaps that's the very fact that is alluded to in the words, HaNevi'im halo lam yichyu, will the prophets live forever? Then, in Pasuk Zion, verse 7, the hallmark of Zechariah appears for the first time. Zechariah details an obscure mar'eh, vision, that he sees. These visions are unique to Zechariah, to the point that the commentators speak to the difficulty in deciphering their complexity. Rashi begins the Sefer of Zechariah saying, Nevuat Zechariah stumahi ma'od. The prophecies of Zechariah are very obscure. Ki yesh ba mar'ot damot l'chalom, because there are visions that seem like a dream, hanitan l'pitarom, and obviously have a solution, ve'ein anu yicholim la'amod al amitat pitaron ad yavo mora tzedek. But we can't seem to be certain of their meaning until Mashiach will come and clarify it. Ulefi ha-yecholet etein leiv liyashev ha-mikraot. Rashi says, according to my capability, I will try to make them make sense. Achar echad min ha-pitronot ha-domelo, by comparing it to some other solution we've had. Va-achar pitrono shel Yonatan, and also by following in the footsteps of the solutions brought by Yonasan ben Uziel, Targum Yonasan. Remember, this is Rashi speaking. He is quick to admit how hard these visions are to understand. but he will use the tools available to figure them out as best he can. What's fascinating is that as Zechariah relates the vision to us, he readily admits that he too does not understand all its ramifications. We are in turn introduced to a malach, an angel, who in the vision explains the meaning to Zechariah. This malach is called Hamalach HaDoverbi, the malach who speaks to me. What is going on here? Why this sudden phenomenon? We haven't encountered such a need in the other Nevi'im we learned, not Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, Yecheskel, and so forth. The Radak helps us with this dilemma. He begins, as Rashi does, by saying, Marot Zechariah Stumot Ma'od. The visions of Zechariah are very complex and hard to understand. V'lo chein marot sha'ar ha-Nevi'im, and not like the visions of the other prophets. Ki koach ha-Nevu'ah haita holechet v'dala miyamei ha-Gola. Because the power of prophecy was getting weaker and weaker from the days of the exile. Lefichach lo biru divrehem. And so they cannot explain their words. V'lo hevinu hamarot ka'asher heim, and they did not understand their visions. The Nevi'im were getting farther from the power source. The Shechina, Hashem's presence, never returned in its full power after the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. It's as if your cell phone doesn't let you hear clearly. The Wi-Fi connection gets lost as you drive further and further from the city or the town where the cell phone towers are. This first Mar'ah that we begin in Pasuk Zayin in verse 7 lives up to this obscurity. Let's read it together and point out some of its many questions. Then we will attempt to understand its major point of the dialogue and the message the people would hopefully glean. B'yom esrim v'arba'a l'ashtei asar chodesh hu chodesh Shvat. It was in the 24th day of the 12th month, which is Shvat. And by the way, this is the first time that the word Shvat, the name, appears in Tanakh, and the only time, since this was a name that they brought up with them from Bavel. Bishnat Shtaim l'Dor Yavesh, it was in the second year of Dor Yavesh, Haya Dvar Hashem El Zechariah Ben Berechya Ben Ido Hanavi Lemor. Hashem spoke to Zechariah. Verse 8, Pasuk Chet. Ra'iti halayla, I saw tonight, v'hinei ish rochev al sus adam, and there was a man riding on a red horse. Hu amad bein hahadasim asher b'metzula, and he was standing amongst the myrtles that was in the marsh. Ula acharav suzim adumim srukim olevanim, and there were multicolored horses, some red, some white, some colors we don't even know what they are. Who is this man who's riding the red horse? Who do the horses represent? Is there relevance to the colors mentioned? Who or what is represented by the hadassim, the myrtles? And where is this metzula, this marsh? Answers abound in the Gemara and in the commentaries. Certainly too many to discuss or even to understand in this limited time. Zechariah responds, nonetheless, in Pasuk Tet in verse 9, V'omar, ma'ela Adoni. And I said, what are these, my master? And the famous Malach HaDoverbi, Zechariah's aide, responds, Ani Areka, I will show you. The rider of the red horse continues that the horses were sent by Hashem, Lehitalech ba'aretz, to survey the land. And, in fact, after doing so, they respond, Hitalachnu ba'aretz, V'hine kol ha'aretz yoshevet v'shoketet. The riders of these horses respond that we have surveyed the land, and the land is quiet and tranquil. Radak explains, Ra'inu shalvat ha'umot. We have seen the peace of the nations, the Yisrael batzar, but B'nai Yisrael are in pain. Upon hearing the shocking pronouncement that the Gentile world is serene while the Jew suffers under their regimes, Pasuk Yud Beis, 12th verse, Vayan Malach Hashem Vayomer, and the Malach of Hashem answers, Hashem Tzvakot, Ad Matai Lo Terachem Et Yerushalayim Vet Arei Yehuda Asher Za'amta Zeh Shiv'im Shana. Hashem, how long will you not have mercy on Yerushalayim and the cities of Judah that you were angry at for 70 years? What a heart-wrenching and sad pasuk. But Hashem responds in Pasuk Yadalad in the 14th verse. Kineti Yerushalayim ulitzion kinah gedola, Hashem says. I am zealous on behalf of Jerusalem and behalf of Zion, a very great zealousness. V'ketzev gadol ani kotzeif al hagoyim hashananim. And a great anger I have upon these goyim who are so tranquil. Hashem holds before them, before B'nai Yisrael, the promise of retribution for the nations that have enslaved them and have made them feel like foreigners in their own land. This anger, this ketzev, directed at the beginning of the perek towards their parents who did not listen, will now be directed to the nations. And Hashem goes on in Pasuk Tetzayin, verse 16. Lachain, ko amar Hashem, Shafti Yerushalayim Barachamim. So says Hashem, I will return to Jerusalem with mercy. Beiti Yibaneh, my house will be rebuilt in her. Vekav Yinateh al Yerushalayim. And a measuring rod will spread across Jerusalem. Meaning that not only will the Beit HaMikdash be rebuilt, but the city will be rebuilt again, like a measuring rod or a measuring stick that will go from the width and the length of the city and will assure the rebuilding not only of the Beit HaMikdash, but of the houses in the town. And then he concludes in Pasuk Yud Zayin, verse 17, Od tifutzena arai mitov, v'nicham od et Zion, uvachar od b'Yerushalayim. Once again, my cities will spread out from goodness and plenty, and I will comfort again Zion, and I will choose again Jerusalem as the seat of my glory. Hashem holds before them the promise of the return of the Shekhinah, Hashem's complete presence to Yerushalayim. He holds before them the promise of the building of the Beit HaMikdash with no impediments, no foreign influence. He holds before them the promise of the return of Yerushalayim to its deserved glory and its recognition as Hashem's chosen city. The Yerushalayim that is now rubble and destroyed during the times of Zechariah will be rebuilt. I must say it reminds me of the time I was in the old city of Jerusalem right after the 67 war and the rubble and the destruction, and how we go back now and see the beauty of the rebuilding city and Mirtz Hashem that will be made even more glorious when Mashiach comes. It is all there for the taking. B'nai Yisrael during the times of Zechariah and subsequently us, the Jews of today, have to believe in the words of the Navi and have to take Hashem up on his offer at the beginning of the Perek in Pasuk Gimel, the third verse. Ko Amar Hashem, Shuvu elai Ne'um Hashem, return to me, va'ashuv aleichem. It was up to them, it is up to us, but the promises are there and they will be fulfilled. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bat Zvi Yosef.